Subscribe for the very latest.
Play it, Daddy.
Last question before. Well, I have one more, but I'm gonna end it with this question here. In the last few years, Nas has been probably one of the most hardest working rappers. He's dropped about 6 albums in the last 3 years?
Five albums in 3 years.
He's about to drop.
It's 6. He dropped.
Now 6, including the last one a few weeks ago. Yeah.
He's about to drop. Also about to drop the original I Am album. So you know the I Am album with him with look like the Pharaoh on the cover.
Yeah, yeah.
That album either was bootlegged or he decided not to make it a double CD. He's dropping the double CD. In November, I think. The original version of I Am. That's going to be a treat for me. I cannot wait to hear this.
Is that the one with Nas back on it?
Huh?
Is that the one with Nas?
Yeah, that's the one with Nas like is on it, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's going to be some songs that I probably heard before because it was leaked, but. I'm excited to actually for people to hear it and get feedback on the original I Am. So being that Nas has dropped 6 albums in these last 3 years, right? How much greater does it make him better than Jay-Z? Does it make him greater than Jay-Z as far as catalog wise?
Oh shit.
I got some. Let's look at this real quick.
I should have pulled up something before you ask this question.
That's his some of his catalog. I know we're missing 2 more albums, right? We missing a Magic album. We missing two Magic albums.
Two Magics.
Yeah. So we got 2 Magic albums. That's all we missing, right?
Yeah.
These are just the solo joints. I didn't include the one he did with. So he got an album with one of the Marleys as well, right?
I think you covered. Yeah,
this is Jay-Z. Now
we count that Unplugged joint,
huh?
We count that Unplugged joint.
Right? I don't count Unplugged.
That gives him like 15.
So he got Reasonable Doubt, Volume 1, 2, 3. I barely count Dynasty, but y'all can if y'all want.
I don't count. I really don't really count Dynasty because that was more like a compilation album.
Even though it's a classic. It's a classic.
Yeah, it's really a Beanie Siegel featuring Jay-Z album. But
yeah. So you got Blueprint. You got Blueprint. You got Blueprint 2. You got Black Album, Kingdom Come, American Gangster, Blueprint 3. We counting this Jay and Jay-Z album?
You counting the live album?
We not counting the live album.
If you're trying to count it in his like solo career, you can't really count him and Kanye.
All right, so then we got the Magna Carta, and then we got 444. If you need me to put that back, put these albums back up, I would be glad to do it. But now I'm gonna say this while y'all thinking. I love a lot of these albums that Nas put out, but not all of them are like the greatest.
Yeah, the you got to go for the quality. I mean, people are gonna argue that Jay still is better because it depends on how you're measuring it. Some people are still argue that Nas. It just depends on how you're measuring it. If you're measuring it for the hits, Jay has more hits than Nas. If you're measuring for the quality of the albums, it's what's your palette for what kind of palette do you have for it? I mean,
we just talking about y'all right now.
Me, I think that I think in some sense, I think with his recent run of these six albums, I think that is, to me, I think that it has probably put, as far as album wise, I think it's put him a notch above of Jay. As far as album wise, it's still a little debate because, of course, Jay has the impact in the hits. I mean, they both have impact, but Jay has a little bit more of an edge still over him. But as far as album wise, I think this puts him over a notch, a little bit above Jay, in my opinion.
So you feel that these albums that Nas released, Magic,
yeah,
1, 2, and 3, King's Disease 1, 2, and 3, have made Nas greater than Jay-Z.
Yeah, album-wise, just only a album notch. Wise. Yeah, only a notch. It's pushed him up there, in my opinion.
Okay. This is Skosh.
Huh?
Just a Skosh, right?
Just a Skosh. Yeah.
Whatever just, that is. I don't know what the measurement of Skosh is, but.
Yeah, I don't either, because I'll never know. I don't know.
Just the same.
I don't know.
Chuck?
I think what happened is what Nas last six albums, he, at least in my eyes, he answered a question that a majority of people had a gripe with Nas because he couldn't, after maybe the first, well, after Illmatic, well, I'll say after Godson, it got questionable for a minute. So
like, you got Illmatic, it was written I Am.
Right.
At the time, I could not stand Nostradamus. The song on there, Nostradamus, I couldn't stand that.
It got weird out on that one. Then you got he rebounded. He came back with the Steelmatic, then Godson, then the Street Disciple. He probably should have kept that in the tuck. And then
that's the fact.
You know what I'm saying? And then I like Hip Hop Is Dead. That had a couple of bangers.
That's dope. That's dope.
It's dope. Then it kind of got sketchy. He had a fire run, maybe the first five-ish albums. Then it kind of went to a little sketchy period. And then now the back half of these last six albums, he started to get that thing. Like, the last six albums, like, Nas is rapping like he got something to prove. Like, he is rapping. He's rapping with that edge again, because at one point, like, man, Nas rapping, but he be on some abstract stuff sometimes. I'm like, I don't know about this. But I think Hit Boy, got him to get in that energy again consistently.
Yeah.
So I think just because of this run, it might tip Nas over for me. Because Jay, at this point, he's in cruise control. I mean, the last album was 2017. That was 6 years ago. So I mean, 444 was definitely dope. That Magna Carta had.
I didn't like that.
It was okay. Like, to be honest, though, you think about it. Magna Carta was okay. Kingdom was the one with Ye was cool. The Blueprint 3 had maybe two or three songs I liked on it.
That one either.
American Gangster, even though it's his album, I kind of still put in a soundtrack because it's a technical soundtrack.
That's an album. That's not a soundtrack because it's remember none of these songs are in the movie.
Hey, okay, but Clint, he had the line from the movie in the album.
You're not gonna give him
as a soundtrack.
No, a soundtrack happens. A soundtrack is a part of the movie.
I know.
So he has an album inspired by a movie.
That's what it says. Inspired by America. It's inspired by America.
You're just not going to just compare with the album.
Okay, it is.
Compare with the movie.
I'm putting an asterisk by that one.
It's not a soundtrack. If it's a soundtrack, right? Like we going back to what we talked about with the New Jack City. New Jack City had Nino's theme in it and all of that. These songs do not appear in the movie. They showed him the movie. He was like, yo, I'm inspired by it. I'm about to write a movie based off this movie about how I feel in this movie. They matter of fact, that's actually Idris in the studio. So there's nothing about American Gangster that's in that movie. Except for maybe I think you might have a Denzel clip in there, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's nothing else like in the movie that's from, you know, an hour from the movie. And it's not in the movie.
I'm gonna put a paper clip with it.
I'm not disagreeing with your logic and definition of soundtrack.
It's not all a I'm logic, saying is, though. That's what it is.
In
my head though, I'm gonna put that in a separate category for me. It is what it is.
I mean, I'm still considering it as a solo album for him though. But
it's an album.
It's a solo album. Yeah.
Even if it's a soundtrack, it's still an album though. That's like saying T.I.'s King album is the
true, because that was supposed to be like the soundtrack for ATL, I guess.
Yeah.
In a sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that album that had songs that was in ATL.
Yeah.
So you gonna have to call that a soundtrack then. It's true. Still an album.
True, it is.
Still an album.
I hear you.
Okay. That's cool. It is what it is. But then the Kingdom Come album, he probably should have. Yeah. Outside of Show What You Got.
That album is classic.
Why your eyes got so big?
we can debate all day.
Chuck,
I don't want to do this. I don't know.
We can circle back to that. I'm ready. What are you saying about the Kingdom Come album? It was cool.
It was okay.
I'm not saying it's trash, but I'm not gonna
put it in the classic category. That's a big problem with me.
Give me some wax songs of the Kingdom Come album.
Let me pull up the track listing real quick.
Yeah, hey, cool. Chuck, what you wanted him to do? He's sorry.
Let's see. Kingdom Come. Let's see.
Oh, man.
I give you... All right, so the prelude... No, I can't even count the prelude.
I forgot what the prelude goes.
The prelude was nice. I give him that. I made it. Do you want to ride with? Nah. The Hollywood with Beyonce. Nah.
That's the only one I say that's not, I don't really like
Dig a Hole was okay. Minority Report probably should have left that off.
The first five songs
he was cooking. I'd give him that. Oh My God, Kingdom Come, Show Me What You Got, Lost One. That stretch of five songs, okay. Then after that, I can skip through majority of the rest of the songs.
Wait, hold. You don't like Dig a Hole?
I said Dig a Hole was cool.
You don't like Beach Chair?
Nah, I'm not feeling Beach Chair.
You wildin'.
Nah, I don't feel Beach Chair. But
Beach Chair is dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's dope. But go ahead.
But you know, but yeah, I think generally speaking, outside of like 444, out of Jay's last what, four or five albums, they all been what, maybe above average. That's all right. So we got Magna Carta, who's like, and then you got, won't even count the one with Ye. Then Blueprint 3 was kind of, it was cool. And I guess if we count the American Gangster, I'll say that was good. We're gonna skip past Kingdom Come for that. And then the Black Album. So I mean, I don't think Jay's gonna come out with another album.
I know Jay's gonna come out with another album. I'm definitely know he's coming out with at least one more. See, the issue with Jay is a boss first. And he's always been this way. Look, all right, so for example, Reasonable Doubt. This is what Jay-Z's career is supposed to be. Reasonable Doubt. In My Lifetime. And Volume 3. His career is supposed to be done at that point. But this album is so great, he had to keep going. He had to keep going. Before you know it, you got all these albums. So I understand why he's not rapping anymore. Probably because he's like, he probably don't feel like rapping anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a billionaire. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, what else could I do? But here's my thing. So I'll give my, you know, my opinion on that. I don't like some of the magics. Let me just say this. They're all right. Some of these magic albums seem rushed. They seem like they might have been leftover songs from King's Disease. That's just my opinion when I listen to them. It feels good to get a Nas album, but some of the magics, they don't. I'm like, all right, like it's cool. This album with Ye is what? Three songs? Four songs?
I think it's like six or seven.
Six or seven?
That's an EP. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, what is it? If it's seven, they're gonna call it an album.
Yeah. This album is okay.
Yeah, I didn't too much care for it either. I expected way better.
I'm gonna give you the Nas. Okay, now these are the fire joints, right? You got Illmatic, It Was Written, I Am, Stillmatic, Godson, Lost Tapes, Hip Hop Is Dead, right? So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? End is cool. Life is good is cool. The one he did with Ye is cool. His Lost Tapes is not that. It's okay. Right? So we got. So we got at least one, two, three, four, five, six okay albums, right? So we had seven joints. I'm like, they bangers. Six okay albums. And then you got Magic is okay.
Did you include the other King's Diseases? I mean, there was, yeah.
All right, so we got King's Disease. We got King's Disease. I think King's Disease 1 is classic. King's Disease 2 is good. And King's Disease 3 is really, really good. It's great. Right? And then you got the last Magic for me. Right? Mm-hmm. But then you got Jay-Z's. You got one, like, classic. I feel like In My Lifetime is a classic. Three is In My Lifetime. All right, three is a classic. What is this album called again?
You didn't like Hard Knock Life?
That's three. That's three. My bad. So what? One, two, and three. In My Lifetime, Volume 2 and 3. 1, 2, and 3. Blueprint. I like Blueprint when they re-put it out, when they put it out again. I didn't like the double CD. I like when they put it out as a single.
You mean Blueprint Volume 2?
The Blueprint 2, when they put it out again as a single, but like a single album, when they took some of them songs off, I liked it then. But I didn't like the double CD.
You talking about a 2.1?
Right, 2.1, right. I liked it when they did. I liked when they did that. Let's see. Black Album. I like Kingdom Come. I like American Gangster. I would say this, and I hated Magna Carta. I hated. I love 444, and I didn't like Blueprint 2, 3. I would say this. I think Jay's albums, even though, see, what happens sometimes, we get caught up in the recent, like, yo, this is the recent albums. I feel like, though, Jay-Z's catalog, when you look at the listings, the listings of them, you know, when you listen to Volume 3, like the Snoopy tracks and all of that, I think Jay has more album cuts. Like, I think his album cuts are better than Nas's, right? Like, some of Nas's album cuts, you can kind of skip through. You know what I mean? Like, but I think that Jay, as a total body of work, like the whole album, I think they're better than Nas's. Like I said, I love Nas, but I don't think that, album wise, I don't think that these six albums make him greater. I will say that it puts him on the same level. I think it puts him on the same level, but not greater. Music, like as far as the music goes. I just think that it just brought him up because it's recent, it's fresh. You know what I'm saying? He's 50 years old, he's still putting out music. That's greatness. That's greatness. You know what I mean? But I don't think that an artist should put out music just because. So I think Jay is doing the right thing, not putting out music just because somebody else is putting out music. Because if he did, it might not come out good. So I think that he's doing the right thing. But
I mean, I know, you know, you're probably right with Jay maybe coming out with another album. I just don't know where can he go.
Jay's done. Now, if we talking about on the grand scheme of things, because I did ask what makes him greater, Jay has had a bigger impact on the game than Nas. So when you talking about greatness, we talking about the whole thing, right? Or we just talking about music? Because Jay has had a bigger impact on the game than Nas. So, but musically, it puts him on the same level. Musically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, after that, after Jay did, I was like,
that's what I'm saying.
After he did that, I was like, oh, where's Jay can go from here? Like, what else could you?
But that guy did, his thing, that guy did verse shook the game. That verse alone shook the game. It was like, yo, like, it made CNN, it made, I think it made the New York Post. You know what I mean? Like, it was a big deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, that verse was, what, three minutes? You know what I mean? Like, but it shook the game. So, if he did put out an album, it probably would sound like that, because Jay-Z's on that level where he's trying to, I would say this, it's almost like a drug dealer who's trying to do right. He then sold so much crack, he's trying to make the people, now he's trying to make the people better almost. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the 444 album, you like, he's trying to make the people, he's trying to educate the people more about things versus doing what he did before. That's where he would go, I feel like. You know?
That's fair. I think it's going to be, at least in my opinion, I think after the 444 album, it's going to be a different challenge for Jay, because Jay, in honesty, has really the kind of the same formula for most of his albums. It's not, you know, saying nothing. There's not a Jay album like, man, that was very abstract. Like, no, it's just, he's pretty much in the pocket, you know. Subject matter from a theme standpoint may change slightly as he, you know, evolves, but, you know, he's going to have great production. He's going to probably mess with the same people he's going to mess with over time, etc. The 444 is kind of like a break in that lineage, because he actually, you probably saw the truest version of Jay in an album in that, from compared to the others. The transparency, being that vulnerable. So, I mean, the next album, he's going to revert back to what he was doing before. This boss talk.
That's Jay. Jay's a boss. See, Nas is always going to be backpack Nas. He's always going to be a lot. You know, he's going to be very...
Yeah.
Like, he's a rapper rap. You know, he rap, you know, he's a rapper's rapper, you know?
Yeah.
But Jay came in the game late. Jay came in with money, bro. He never been broke. It's been a long time since Jay been broke. Jay probably had money since he was like 18. You know what I mean?
So, as Bleak said, he came in with $5 million. So
yeah, he came in with money. So it's like, you know, it ain't, you know, Nas wasn't as fortunate as Jay, you know, when it came to that. So when you come in like that, you know, you talk different. He already had art on his wall when he was in the projects.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a little different. But we let the people decide. Y'all comment, let us know what y'all think. Does these six albums make Nas greater than Jay?
There's also one thing I also want to let people know. Throughout the course of time, a lot of these artists have come out with albums, and it's been embedded in our culture and everything. And we have never stopped to ask ourselves the question, what some of the meanings of the albums that they come out with, or why they name their albums certain things. We need to really take a deep look and try to examine some of that stuff. Like, some of the things that we've been pushed, that's been pushing in our faces, we have no idea what they mean, because we haven't really stopped to do to ask that. Prime example, why did Nas name the album I Am? What does 444 really mean? Why do both him and Jay-Z have an album with three stripes on it? Just question that. It's deeper stuff at work in there, and those things. I think we need to really just take a really look at that. Just question those things.
Yep, I agree. Everybody, I mean, you need to question everything.
Yeah, but particularly when they start doing stuff that's blatantly out there like that. Just take a good look at it.
So, on that note, I'll let y'all go.
All right.
Get up out of here. I got to work tomorrow, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Yeah, I'm on a training. I'm on a training for a new project, so, you know. Fortunately, I may not say that. Fortunately, I do have to work. I love a check. Shout out to the company I work for. I love the checks. But yeah, I got 1 day off this week. Man, I got to get up. Work again tomorrow.
I got to turn around and get up and take somebody to the airport.
Yeah. So on that note, time to go back to regular life. It's the call room, man. We gonna get out of here. Keep bigging this up, man. Keep them likes coming. Y'all are sharing. So shout out to y'all who's sharing. So keep that up.
Sharing, engage, comment. We want all the smoke.
Yeah, man. So,
well, most of it.
Hey, man. Y'all leave me alone, man.
It's your fault. It's your fault. You keep with unpopular opinions. Hey, it is what it is. That's what make it great.
Hey, listen, we up out of here. Y'all take care. God bless. Catch y'all later. Be easy.